بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويريد سعاية قل الله قل اللهم مالك الملك وترقات ذات المعجم كبير كسرة. That on one occasion Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام made Jum'ah namaz. He did not see one of the great Sahaba Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal for namaz. So after namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went himself to his house and told him, "O Muaz, I did not see you for Jum'ah. What happened?" He said that, "I'm owing a Jew 40 gold coins, and I was on my way for Jum'ah, but he stopped me and blocked me and did not let me come for Jum'ah namaz." So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then told him, "Must I not inform you of a dua that even if you've got a loan debt on you, which is equal to the amount of a big mountain, or that also Allah will fulfill the debt of yours?" Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read this ayat, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي. And then further the dua is رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما. Allah is Rahman of dunya and akhirah. And not only Rahman, Allah is Rahim also. تؤتي من تشاء تؤتي من تشاء ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها الرحمة من سوى. You give to whomsoever of you of your treasures وتمنع منهما من تشاء. And you deprive whosoever you want to of your treasures. ارحمني رحمة. Oh Allah, show me your mercy. تغنيني بها الرحمة من سوى. And then I am independent of anyone else's favors. I only want your favor, not the favor of anyone else on me. Allahumma qdi anni dain. Oh Allah, this loan that I have on me, you fulfill it. Wa'aghnini min al-faqr. And oh Allah, save me from poverty. Wa'tawaffani fi ibadatik wa jihadin fi sabilik. And give my mort in your ibadat and making effort in your path, making jihad in your path. The ulama have written that this dua should be, a person keeps on reading it, then undoubtedly whatever debt he has on it, Allah will pay. Ulama have written that when a person has got these debts, he should read it 7 times after his namazes. And then Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all his debts. Also on my written, it is mujarrab. That is, the results have been experienced and found true by so many people. So we should do that, especially those people who have debts on them. They should read this dua regularly. And this dua should be read after the namazes. So there is a great easy way to sort out our debts. We don't have to go for loans to banks. We don't have to go to anyone else. If our iman and yaqeen is correct, then we can take directly from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. There are only 2 things from our side that we have to do. One is to read the dua, to make the amal which we are taught. And then the second, to have full yaqeen. And for that, effort is required. That full trust, that full conviction. Not that we are half-half, that maybe Allah will give me, maybe Allah won't give me, I'm just trying. No, full conviction. And that is what we lack very much, and we have to develop that yaqeen. And this is such a yaqeen that, for example, we might read Ayatul Kursi when we are locking up the house, the shop, etc. But at the same time, we are making sure the locks are also on their place. We are making sure our premiums of insurance policies, which are haram, are also paid. So one side we are reading Ayatul Kursi, one side we are making sure our premiums are also up to date. So that we haven't got yaqeen on the words of Allah Ta'ala. Just like we find very commonly when we sit in a car, somebody will immediately remind, put on your seat belts. But nobody will read the du'as of Safar. We got yaqeen on the seat belt that we mustn't get a ticket, a fine, or for security purposes we put the seat belt. But we don't read the du'a that is required. Our yaqeen should be on the du'a. The seat belt, we can put it, it's a safety precaution, sabab, permissible, no problem with that. But much more must be our yaqeen on the du'a that we read. Bhai Abdul Wahhab Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwin, whenever he should travel, he should read his du'as and then tell the driver, now drive as you want to. Don't be afraid, there will be no accidents, no fines. And his whole life, and he travels so much by road, but never ever any accident, any fine or anything. If we got yaqeen on the du'a, that is what we lack very much. And the other thing is our deficiency, what stops the effect of all these amal, even if our yaqeen is proper, is our guna. Allah Ta'ala accepts that amal of ours, that whatever we ask for is given to us, but our gunas block it. Like a person, for example, he's in hospital, he's making dua for his health, he's asking other people make dua for him, Allah has sent his good health. But his guna, for example, he's watching TV, which is right on his head in the hospital. Now that guna is blocking it. A person has got a debt, a loan, he's worried about it, he's making dua efforts. He's asking people to make dua. They are making dua for him, but guna he is involved in. A person hasn't got his beard, it's not according to Sharia. His trousers are below his ankles. We're not regular with our namazes, etc. All these things, they block the effect of the dua. The dua is accepted. Allah has sent the solution, but our gunas are blocking it. So our yaqeen must be complete. We must make regularly tawbah, istighfar, and then see how Allah fulfills all our needs. And Allah has given us a deen which is complete. If we follow our deen properly, all our needs of deen, dunya and akhirat, Allah will fulfill. So we have to turn to Allah, and the means Allah gave us to turn to Him is by the deen of Allah, the amal that we must do, and have our proper yaqeen, and also stay away from all gunas, and keep on making tawbah istighfar. May Allah give us tawfiq, and let us enjoy this beautiful deen that Allah has given us, and get the full returns. Wa akhiru da'wana.